Do you remember that movie, Lethal Weapon? You know, the one where Danny Glover plays a cop who is a few weeks away from retirement and he happens to have one more case to crack, but it comes with unwelcome company.
There are two more things.
Shoot.
First, condition of the sheets and the mattress indicate that someone else was in the bed with Amanda just before she died. That's A.
What's B?
B is I'm supposed to tell you you're breaking in a new partner in on this.
Partner again?
Oh, perfect.
Gun!
Raj, meet your new partner.
Danny Glover getting his first look at his shaggy new partner, Mel Gibson in a trucker hat. Well, for all of its box office pulp appeal, my next guest thinks Lethal Weapon is one of the most brilliant movies, at least when you read the screenplay. Adam Tomlinson is the guy behind a new anthology called These Are Not Movies, Screenplays for Films That Will Never Be Made. He and a few other local writers who contributed to their new screenplays are going to be performing selections at the Raw Sugar Cafe tonight. But first, Adam has been kind enough to join me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So, you know, I got to say, Adam, straight up, a lot of people would not think Lethal Weapon is a literary tour de force. What did you see in it in screenplay form that the rest of us missed out on?
Well, I wasn't sure at first. I saw them when they first came out and I was pretty small. And I eventually, years later, kind of thought about them. And thought, I really enjoyed those. And then I was kind of embarrassed by that thought because they're ridiculous. And so I started thinking about it and kind of trying to find a intellectual excuse for enjoying these awful, awful movies. And I thought that the thing I really liked about them was, in fact, the dialogue.
Like what we just heard right there?
For example, yeah, exactly. And it does get better once Mel Gibson's character is fully into the plot, and the back and forth between the two it's truly good, and it's truly well-written dialogue.
And that got you thinking a little bit more about the format of screenplays then, right?
It did. What kind of got me going was I found out that the guy who wrote the Lethal Weapon movie, Shane Black, he'd written another movie, and it had Val Kilmer in it, and so I did not want to see that movie under any circumstances, but I knew that it would sound great. And so I looked up the script, and I just read it, and I really enjoyed the process of doing that.
Why did you enjoy it?
I mean, just because I thought it was well written, but also because it allows you to kind of fill in some of the blanks for yourself. It's a different kind of process of reading, and it's a different experience of reading a screenplay.
Well, tease that apart between, you know, a screenplay versus reading a novel. What is the difference, and why do you prefer screenplays?
Screenplays are, I think, of necessity, they're more dialogue-heavy. And I think that it makes for a breezier read, for one, and it sometimes makes for a more believable read, almost, in that, you know, like, that's because that's how we communicate with each other, is, you know, talking. And we don't get each other's internal narrative, and so that's stripping that away is sometimes it's definitely a different experience, and it's a more enjoyable one sometimes.
And yet, for as enjoyable as you may think it is, they're not terribly popular. I mean, when the screenplay award comes up at the Oscars, everybody zones out, right? So why don't you think they're more popular among, you know, the masses?
It is something that not a lot of people do. Not a lot of people just sit down and read them, because it is, when you look at movie making and you look at movies, the script is just the first part, and so much more goes into it afterwards. Looking at a film just by its screenplay seems, I think, in some ways seems incomplete.
And so tell us a little bit about the process of coming up with this idea for the anthology then.
Basically just that I'd had so much fun reading screenplays, because after that one, that other Shane Black one, which was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, after that one I started seeking out more, and if you look really hard, and you have to look pretty hard, you can find them around, and I did, and I started really enjoying reading them, and realized that it was unfortunate that they aren't more popular and aren't better read, and so I thought, like, it would be fun to try, you know, it would be fun to try to write one, but I realized that I had no intention of ever making a movie, and so I thought of writing one simply to have it read by other people instead of being made. I made one and kind of self-published it and sold it around to friends and kind of small scale, and then I thought about doing a book length project for it, and then I thought of all the writers that I thought I would want to be a part of it, and I contacted them.
And you, in fact, have one of them in the studio right now, and the two of you are going to read a short excerpt. Set up the screenplay, tell us a little bit about it, and introduce our writer here.
Okay, well, I have Jennifer Whiteford here, who contributed a script as well.
Hello, Jennifer.
And she she's going to help me read a part from the script that I contributed, which is called Why Martin Keeps His Head Down. In it, it begins with just a guy getting on a bus, and the whole time he's only looking at the ground, and you never really find out why. And so you're kind of thrown into this kind of strangely angled reality the whole time, and then suddenly a girl sits down next to him, and she draws his attention.
Let's hear this.
Pardon me, I'm usually never this forward, really I'm not. In fact, it took all the courage I've ever had in my life, and maybe even more, just to say this, but I really feel compelled to tell you that your shoes are absolutely enthralling. There's silence, with his eyes going nowhere near her face, she hasn't realized he's talking to her. He moves his gaze further up to mid-calf. Audrey's voice is full and resonant.
Oh, sorry?
Your shoes are nice.
Oh, thanks.
That's a really classic design that's never gone out of style. I mean, sure, it's changed a lot since it first came along, but the basis, the low heel, closed toe, single strap across the instep combo, has been a fashion staple forever.
I found them at Value Village.
Oh, they're nice.
Glad you think so.
It seems doomed, and Martin gets desperate. Your ankles, too.
You're right. Their design hasn't changed much either.
Martin's responding laugh sounds awkward and forced. I mean, they're lovely, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shoot. That must have seemed weird or creepy or whatever. They're just pretty. He breathes in deeply and is quiet. Then abruptly, I don't look up.
Jennifer, what'd you think about that experience?
You know, what Adam's written is really good because it's really realistic. I mean, I've been approached by creepy guys before, so I know how I sound when I respond to them. It doesn't require a lot of effort, I think, on our part to make it believable because he's written a really straight-up, natural-sounding kind of script.
And yet there is an acting component to this, isn't there, Adam? How do you approach that?
There is, and I'm approaching it as if it's not there and hoping it comes naturally to us all.
Jennifer, what have you contributed to this anthology? Tell us a little bit about your screenplay.
My screenplay, even as I was writing it, I was thinking that it was really weird, but it's called All the Single Dragon Slayers. And
like Beyonce reference?
Yes, a Beyonce reference. It's a series of monologues by a girl named Maggie, and what she's doing is she's recapping a popular dating reality show, sort of like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. For people on the internet. So these are kind of YouTube clips that she's doing where she's giving her opinion and kind of recapping that week's episode of the show for people who are missed it or who want her opinion.
What did you think about the switch from writing from novel or short story form to screenplay?
Well, I cheated a little bit because my screenplay only has one character. There's a little bit of dialogue in the middle where her sister visits her, but mostly it's just her. And so it's almost like you're getting that internal narrative that Adam mentioned because it's basically her monologue. And I think that the big edits that Adam had for me when I turned in my piece for the book were to add more screenplay elements to it. So more description of the setting, more description of the character, the whole, you know, interior, you know, daytime, all of that stuff that people add in screenplays, which I was a little afraid of.
Well, how does that process then feed back to the way you will approach writing in the future? I mean, did it help clarify what you'll do later down the line?
Yeah, I think anytime you challenge yourself as a writer, it affects what you do down the line. And this is like nothing I've ever written. You know, it's got sort of elements of it. You know, she talks a lot about Dungeons and Dragons and J.R. Tolkien and stuff as the story unfolds. And that's something that I've never really talked about in my writing before. And she's a very different character from any character I've ever written before. And the format was just different. All that talking. I put dialogue in my stories, but it's in between narrative. So it was good. It definitely stretched me in subject matter and in form as a writer.
So tell us a little bit about what we're going to be seeing then tonight. These writers who are being stretched in subject matter and form and performing some of their screenplays as well, right, Adam?
This was kind of a sample of what we'll be seeing, and that what we're all doing is pitching in with each other's. Five of the writers from the book are all getting up, and they're going to be reading the kind of main parts in their stories, and then the other characters will be supplied by the other writers. And so it'll I think, add a team aspect to the book reading.
Why do you think people should come?
I think people should come because it will be a different and I think a livelier kind of a book reading. They can be a little static, and they can be a little like a lecture almost. And, you know, that's a great experience in some ways. But I think that this will be new, and this will be a little different. This will be a little snappier the way that screenplays are supposed to be.
Well, I certainly wish you both the best tonight. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing some of your material. I hope that your ankles have a great time tonight. Jennifer, or the character played by Jennifer. Thank you so much, both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam Tomlinson put together a new anthology called These Are Not Movies, Screenplays for Films That Will Never Be Made. Jennifer Whiteford is a local author and blogger who contributed a screenplay called All the Single Dragon Slayers. Now, the two are going to be joined by several other local authors for a screenplay reading tonight, 8 o'clock at the Raw Sugar Cafe on Somerset West. For all the details, click on our website, cbc.ca/intownandout.